Exalt, let them exalt the hosts of heaven. Exalt, let angel ministers of God exalt. Let the trumpet of salvation sound aloud, Almighty. Be glad, let earth be glad as glory floods her, ablaze with light from her eternal King. Let all corners of the earth be glad, going an end to gloom and darkness.
Welcome, everyone, to the 15th episode of The Formation Team Reads The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. My name is Jonah, and it is my pleasure to be your host for this episode. You may have noticed that the introduction to this chapter was a little different than what you might have been used to. Let that be a hint as to what this chapter will be about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please tune into episode 1. That's where we talk about our expectations of the podcast and how this whole thing got started. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Without further ado, let us find out what the sisters will do in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The start of the chapter begins in the same spot as the last one. Here, Aslan was just killed, and the White Witch called everyone in attendance to war and attacking the rest of the kids, and decided to run off to the witch's home to regroup and create a strategy. After she and the rest of her followers leave, the siblings go up to Aslan and take off his muzzle, leaving the ropes in place because of how difficult it was to untie. They sit with Aslan's body for a bit and cry until a group of mice start to crawl over his body. Susan's first response was to shoo them away, but Lucy saw that they were eating Aslan's binds, freeing him of the physical chains binding them. They sat with him all night, and it was only in the morning they decided to go for a walk and warm themselves up. After a little while, they heard a loud crack and raced back to Aslan's body, fearing the worst. They arrive, finding the ancient stone table broken and Aslan gone. Their only guess was that this was more magic, and their guess was confirmed by Aslan behind them. They all celebrated after finding out their best friend is back, knowing hope was not lost. Aslan explained the magic behind the idea. The witch was operating under a deep magic from the beginning of time, while he had knowledge and wisdom from before the dawn of time. This deeper knowledge is if any innocent person is sacrificed on the stone, then the stone table will break and not serve any purpose in this case. The chapter ends with Aslan giving a mighty roar and galloping to the witch's castle, along with Lucy and Susan to lay siege to her once and for all. I don't think I have to tell you all the main takeaway from this chapter. Aslan is back. We'd see the grand plan of Aslan in retrospect. We now know Aslan gave himself up to the witch in the previous chapter in order to sacrifice himself for Edmund, knowing this would not be the end. Aslan knew he would arise from the dead, but that didn't stop him from dreading what he had to do. In the last chapter, we see Aslan dreading what the witch will do to him once he reaches Stone Table, and we see this fear become justifiable in the later parts of the chapter. He is stripped, muzzled, and berated by the crowds, but he still chooses to go and sacrifice himself anyway. This is the most extreme form of courage anyone can show, in my humble opinion. Another part from this chapter that stands out is Aslan's choice after rising from the dead to immediately go towards the witch's castle. He understands the importance of defeating the witch and what it means to the people of Narnia. All of this connects to how Jesus reacted after he rose from the dead. We know Jesus was alive and appearing to others for 40 days after his resurrection, and in that time, Jesus was spotted all throughout Judea. Out of every other instance in the story so far, we see Aslan prove himself to be the stand-in for Jesus, and this time is the greatest proof we have for that claim. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 15 in the series. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did when I read the great reveal. Before we leave, I have a few questions you can mull over with your friends and family. Number 1. How did you react to hearing the news that Aslan came back from the dead? How does this reaction change after successive readings of the story? Number 2. Why do you think Aslan was so dodgy with Peter before, saying that he might not be there to lead battles with him? Why don't you think Aslan tells anyone about the deeper knowledge he has before his death? This officially marks the end of the episode. Now that Aslan and the sisters are at the witch's house, how will they react? Will they rescue all the animals who have been turned into stone? Find out next time in The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.